Hello, and welcome to episode 11 of Tom Harris USA. I'm Tom Harris, your host. Very nice to see you on this chilly, surprisingly chilly Chicago spring evening. So, I thought that I would start talking about psychics on the show, and I know I've been promising that for a while now. I did touch on it a little bit last time in my tarot discussion, but I thought that what I would do is come up with 10 psychic predictions for the year 2009 and 2010, and then talk a little bit about psychics in general and the predictions in particular. So without further ado, here are my 10 psychic predictions for 2009 and 2010 from the world-esteemed psychic Tom Harris of Tom Harris USA. Number 1. The U.S. economy will continue to improve throughout 2009 and 10, but there may be bumps in the road as progress will not be always be as steady as people would like. Number 2. Tensions will continue to increase between the U.S. and North Korea, and also between the U.S. and Iran. However, there will be no invasion of the U.S. of these other countries. Item number 3. I see Lindsay Lohan suffering a major nervous breakdown at some point in the latter part of 2009 and may actually end up in rehab again. Number 4. Scientists will discover real evidence that extraterrestrial life may exist. Number 5. An actor involved in the Star Trek franchise will die before the end of 2010. Number 6. Secret evidence long suppressed will emerge showing genealogical links between most of the U.S. presidents. Could this be a conspiracy of power? Number 7. Pope Benedict should probably be watching his health sometime towards the middle of this year and all the way through January of 2010. Certain health problems emerging, and he could even die. Number 8. Or is that number 9? No, it's number 8. Scientists will have an incredible stem cell research breakthrough, something involving regrowing body parts. We will have a very busy hurricane season in the Gulf of Mexico this year. There may well be more than one major storm. And finally, number 10. Proof will be discovered that fairies actually exist. Okay, so here we have my 10 psychic predictions for 2009 and 2010. Now, before I go into each one of these individually, I just wanted to say, I wouldn't be surprised if my track record for these predictions is much, much higher than the so-called real psychics. Now, I don't claim to have any psychic powers, as I said before, but I think that if you really look at the psychic predictions that have been coming out, and I think 2001 and 2008 are prime examples for this, you will find out that most psychic predictions have not come true. Now, there are some good websites out there that are available that kind of crunch the numbers and show you the hit and miss ratio of the various psychics. But by and large, psychics are notoriously bad. They almost never get more than possibly 2 or 3 out of 10. And most of the ones where they do actually hit are things that are no-brainers or things that are already have happened, that didn't take any actual psychic ability to figure out, or be like a coin flip where they, some people get it right. So I made these specific predictions for very specific reasons, and I'll go down them one by one. But first, I want to talk a little bit about who follows these things. Now, there are really kind of two types of people who follow psychic predictions, people who actually believe that psychics have abilities and these are real things that will happen in the future. Those who are skeptical, who are actually keeping track of the predictions in order to see what their accuracy is. Now, psychics are very popular. And the reason why they're very popular is because people don't like uncertainty. Somebody who comes forward and says, I can give you the information you're looking for, you know, $500 per session. A lot of people are going to go for that. And especially those who are very vulnerable, people who have had tragedies in their life, or people who are just very anxious about the future. So then there are these people coming forward and saying, well, I can help you, but for a price. But if you look at the record, you're going to find that most psychics have really lousy track records. One of the very worst, ironically, is one of the most popular psychics in America. And her name is Sylvia Brown. And if you watch the Montel Williams show, I don't know if that airs outside of the U.S., but if it does, and I imagine that it probably does, because I think I've seen Montel over while I've been overseas. But Sylvia Brown made predictions for 2007 and 2008. And of her 10 predictions for 2007, not a single one of them came true. Of her predictions for 2008, only one came true. So you can see that this is not somebody who actually has any kind of real psychic ability. It's guesswork. A lot of making psychic predictions is guesswork. Now, I'm going to guess, based on these predictions that I've just made at the beginning of the show, that I will get... This is my 11th prediction. I will get at least 7 out of 10 of these correct. And in fact, I know that I've already gotten one of them correct. And so let me go down kind of basically. So if you remember what my predictions are, my first prediction is, number one, and this is kind of the most complicated one, about the economy. Number one, the economy will continue to improve, but there may be bumps in the road. This is a classic trick used by psychics, and it's the practice of trying to have it both ways. If the economy goes up, the psychic can claim, oh, well, see, I was right. The economy is improving. If the economy goes down, then they can say, oh, well, you know, I did predict that there would be bumps in the road. And this is a very common trick among psychics. You want to keep your predictions topical enough that people are going to be interested in them, but yet you really don't want to tell them too much and be as vague as possible. The vaguer a prediction is, the more likely it is that it can be interpreted whatever way you want it to be. And for that reason, there is sort of a tendency for psychics to make their more outlandish predictions set further in the future. The closer you are to the time you're making the prediction, the more reasonable the prediction needs to be. So let's move on to number two. Number two is tensions are going to continue to increase with Iran and North Korea, but we won't invade. Now, this is another type of prediction, and it's actually two predictions in one. And they do that, so that they can interpret it either way. Tensions increasing with Iran and North Korea, that's a no-brainer. We see it happening right now. Doesn't take psychic powers to predict that. That there will be no invasion, well, that's a little different, because that is actually an educated guess. And a lot of these psychic predictions are educated guesses. So it's a coin flip, really. It's very unlikely that America, which is fighting two wars at the moment, would be invading either Iran or North Korea. So it's a pretty safe guess. Moving on to number three. Now, there's a category of psychic prediction, and there's a couple in here that are just completely fluff. Celebrity predictions. A lot of psychics do them. They don't do them because what they're predicting is so important. They're doing it because their audience wants celebrity gossip. And celebrity gossip from the future is even better than celebrity gossip. In this case, I predict that Lindsay Lohan will have a major breakdown, possibly ending up in rehab again. Well, that's one of those no-duh sort of predictions. It's vague enough by saying, well, she's going to have some sort of nervous breakdown. That could be anything from an anxiety attack to being institutionalized. So it's very, very vague. Because Lohan has been in rehab before and her behavior has continued to be erratic, it's not that far-fetched that she may end up in again. So it's a prediction that's not really psychic. It's just guesswork based on past behavior. Because she has not, quote-unquote, gotten better yet, then the erratic behavior may continue. Number four, scientists discovering real evidence of extraterrestrial life. That, it's extremely vague. And that's another thing that psychics rely on. It may seem more specific than it really is. Scientists finding some evidence, well, that could be anything from, you know, proving that water exists outside of our solar system to a flying saucer swooping down and kidnapping you. So it is vague enough that there's a lot of room for interpretation. And I didn't say intelligent life. So it could be anything from microbes to Mr. Spock. And speaking of Mr. Spock, I move on to category number five. An actor involved in the Star Trek franchise will die before the end of 2010. Now, that may seem like a very specific prediction, but in fact, it isn't. It's not at all. Because, okay, most people, if you say a famous actor will die before the end of 2010, people wouldn't take that seriously as a prediction. No, of course not. Because actors die every year. And famous actors die every year. It's not a big prediction. So you could say, well, you know, a Star Trek actor will die before the end of 2010. Now, that may seem like a much more specific prediction, but in a way it really isn't, because the initial version of Star Trek came out in 1966, which is more than 40 years ago. Many of the actors are elderly now. To predict that an elderly actor who is involved in the show will die before the end of 2010, well, it's likely to happen. It's not any kind of wild prediction, but people would be just alarmed enough by it that it would capture their interest. Now, of course, it's not the same as saying Nimoy is going to die before the end of 2010, because that is way more specific than any psychic will go. Because it's too easily disproven. The more precise your prediction, the higher the risk of being wrong. So they choose not to be very specific, and I think this is a good case. Number six. Secret evidence long suppressed shows that most U.S. presidents are related to each other. Now, this is a matter of foreknowledge, and this psychics do this all the time. They'll take a newspaper article or something that they've read, and they'll turn it into a prediction. Now, I used my own background in genealogy as a guide for this. Now, I do know firsthand, in fact, that most U.S. presidents are related to each other. It's not secret. It's not anything that's been suppressed. It's just something that not a lot of people know about. I find it very interesting that a great many of our presidents are related to the Holcomb family, which settled in New England in the 1600s. It's not a conspiracy of power. It's just that when you have this early immigrant population coming in and settling in a small area 400 years ago, you're going to end up with a lot of links going back a long way. It's true. I mean, you know, people have said that, I know this for a fact, that basically about one-third of living Europeans, and by that I mean and people of European descent, about one-third of people who are of European descent are descended from Charlemagne. Now, not a lot of people know this figure, but if some people go around saying, well, I'm descended from Charlemagne, you know, they expect people to be impressed. If somebody ever does that to you, say, well, yeah, but roughly a third of Europeans on the planet are descended from Charlemagne, so what's the big deal? I am actually descended from Charlemagne, and I am also related to most of the U.S. presidents through the Holcomb family. Which, let's see, more celebrity gossip, number seven, this time about the Pope. Well, the Pope is a very popular target for psychic predictions, and the reason why is because as a religious figure, he evokes strong feelings in some people. saying the Pope needs to watch his health. He might die if he doesn't. Well, it's again, it's a no-brainer. It is specific about a specific person, but by saying that he needs to watch his health, it can mean anything from the Pope getting a mild head cold to dying in a car accident. Again, it doesn't mean anything, and therefore is a very easy prediction to make. It's not psychic to predict that a person in their 80s might have health problems. But people do sometimes respond at an emotional level. Number eight, major stem cell research breakthrough involving regenerating limbs. Well, this is something that's been talked about for the last couple of years. Again, this is foreknowledge. This is research. And all the psychics do this. They'll read an article in Scientific American or National Geographic or something, and they'll say, well, I predict that this is going to happen. Well, scientists are saying that this could happen, and it could happen sooner rather than later. So again, this is just a matter of doing your research. There's nothing psychic about this. Number nine, busy hurricane season in the Gulf of Mexico. Hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico? Are you kidding? That can never happen. It's a no-duh sort of prediction. And finally, just because I wanted to be silly, number 10, proof will be fine that fairies exist. When you think about it, I'm being awfully vague. Where do fairies exist? In gay bars, maybe? I don't know. So the really fanciful scenarios come up in these psychic predictions all the time. And part of that is because psychics tend to have certain ideas that they beat down to the ground. Angels, fairies, UFOs, Bigfoot. These are things that a lot of psychics believe in, and their followers, obviously, if somebody is a believer in psychic abilities, then they are more than likely going to believe in something like UFOs or saints or angels. So it really is, it just goes to follow. But I just threw it in there for fun. I would love it if we found that fairies actually existed. That would actually make me very happy. But the chances of it are very unlikely. So I'm saying that, my 11th prediction was that I'm going to get at least 7 of these right. Now, 7 out of 10 would be an absolutely incredible turnout for a psychic, because that never ever happens. And I'm going to point you to 2001. If you look up the psychic predictions that were made in 2001, and I understand that that is kind of hard to do because most of the sites are gone now, but you can go back in the Internet Wayback Machine and actually look for them. None of the major psychics predicted 9/11. That's a pretty big event not to predict, and none of them did. 9/11 took all the psychics by surprise, just like it took most of us by surprise. And nobody predicted it. Now, after the fact, some of the psychics have come out and said, I had this prediction of a building collapsing and lots of fire. But that doesn't actually mean anything. And because they didn't actually predict it, it doesn't count. They can say that. Let's say, yes, I first saw that, but they never actually did, they never published it or whatever. So you're just kind of taking their word for it, trying to save face, because nobody actually predicted it. Now, what I found very interesting is the 2008 presidential election. Now, a lot of psychics predicted that a Democrat was going to win this, but a lot of non-psychics, or non-so-called psychics, like people who were political experts and so forth, were predicting exactly the same thing. So it's very interesting how many got it wrong. The fact that everyone was predicting that the Democrats are going to win big in 2008, and they did. There were a lot of people who were trying to predict who the candidates would be, and you go back to 2006 and 2007, and the further back you get from the 2008 election, the more wildly inaccurate they are. So, for example, Sylvia Brown in 2007 predicted that Hillary Clinton was going to be the Democratic nominee, and that John McCain was going to be the Republican nominee. Well, that's not exactly a far stretch. I mean, John McCain was you know, of course, one of the presidential candidates in 2000, and was openly considering a run as early as 2006. She thought that that John Kerry was going to run again in 2008, and that never happened. Now, finally, towards the very end of the campaign, after Obama had already kind of clinched the Democratic nomination, she said she backtracked and said that Barack Obama was going to be the next president. So, but her pick for 2008 changed several times, and if you the further you go back, like I said, the less accurate her guesses are. In 2000, you know, she said that Bill Bradley would be running against I forget who the Republican was, but neither one of her guesses for the nomination was correct. And you know, this happens over and over and over again. And all it takes to see through these psychic predictions is just a few rules of thumb, just things to look for. Look for specifics. The less specific they are, the more likely they are to be open for interpretation. Saying that there's going to be hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico, that's a no-brainer. There's hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico every year. It's not anything, it's not a real prediction. It's just saying stuff to make it seem like you can be right. You know, the celebrity gossip. Well, the celebrity gossip is there for a reason, and it has to do with their audience. But Sylvia Brown did predict in 2007 that Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes were going to, or I think that's his wife, were going to get divorced. He was going to dump her for another woman. And that they were going to have a male baby before that happened. Well, that obviously didn't happen. They had a girl and they're still together in 2009. Now, a lot of psychics will say, well, we can't really tell the future that far in advance because, you know, the future's always very slippery and it doesn't always happen the way we see it. Oh, no, duh. It's because they're not really psychics. They don't have any gift. And they're going to be as vague as they possibly can in order to appear as though they're more accurate. So what's actually very surprising is how inaccurate their vague guesses are. A lot of psychics will throw in nonsense like, you know, the lost city of Atlantis will be discovered in 2032. Well, you know, nobody is going to be paying attention in 2032 to what the psychic said back in 2009. So it's a safe bet. It pleases their base, you know, the base of people who are true believers in Atlantis and UFOs and things. So you have to throw them a bone every once in a while. And it's the same with celebrity gossip. Now, the predictions aren't the only thing that psychics do, but it is one of the major ways that they gain attention. And the attention that they gain is for one reason and one reason only. It creates hype for them, so that they can sell their books, these books of nonsense that they seem to publish by the dozen every year, and to get attention. They think, you know, they'll come up with an outlandish prediction. You know, a volcano is going to erupt in the Midwest. You know, of course it's not going to happen. There's no, you know, there aren't any volcanoes in the Midwest. Very unlikely that there ever will be one. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't make any sense, but they're going to say these things to get attention. So be careful of these psychic predictions. I'm going to guess that most of the people who would be listening to my show, you know, from an admitted atheist and skeptic, are not going to believe in psychics and believe in psychic predictions. But you never know. You never know. So the number one thing I say, be careful. You know, watch their predictions for specificity, because you're going to find a very, very low level of specificity. The more vague the predictions are, the more likely that, you know, you can interpret it either way. Like I said before, very, very rarely will you find a psychic making a very specific prediction. And most of those are for things like presidential elections. Now, most of the major psychics, they predicted that a Democrat would win. in 2008. But that really isn't very, you didn't take a psychic to see that. You had a Republican incumbent with approval levels, you know, below 30%. It doesn't take a psychic to see that, you know, Democrats are going to do well. And it really was a coin flip. I do feel sorry for all the psychics who predicted that John McCain was going to win. And as a result of that, you'll see that most of those psychics have removed those predictions from their websites. Now, psychics actually are guilty of this, and I will alert you to it. If you decide, I don't think anybody should take anything I say literally true. And I think that you should all go and look this stuff up for yourself, because that's the only way to really understand it. But psychics have been known to edit their web pages to make it seem as though they were accurate in their predictions. So if in doubt, if it seems too good to be true, it probably isn't. So then what you do is you go to the Internet Wayback Machine, go back to the time when they were making the predictions and see what the predictions really were. But it's amazing to me, you know, that these people actually continue to make money and they dupe the gullible. And I think psychics are the scum of the earth. And I'm not shy about saying so, because they victimize people. They victimize them monetarily. You know, Sylvia Brown, she gets $850 for a private reading, and she can't even give accurate information. You know, but she's gotten rich off, you know, people's anxieties and people's, you know, insecurities and people's need to know what has happened to their loved ones. Now, I'm going to talk about cold reading in a future episode because I really don't think I have time. But that's just sort of the start of my discussion on psychics. I do hope that it hasn't been too dull, and I will continue this in a future episode. Maybe not the next episode, but I will be looking into some of the more common tricks that psychics use when they are actually doing so-called psychic readings, which is kind of an entirely different subject from what I'm talking about on this show. So, getting off on a different subject, I hope that people listened to my appearance on the Ross Patzelt radio show last Monday. That was enjoyable. I called in to Roscoe's show, and his web address is rosspatzelt.co.uk. That's rosspatzelt.co.uk. And I called up his live show and chatted with him and his guests for about 20 minutes and took his quiz. It was all good fun, and Ross is a great guy, and I hope to be able to call his show again sometime in the near future. His show is on at a weird time, and it's usually his show is on during the time between the time I leave for work and the time I arrive at work. And it's only an hour long, so I will miss it almost every time. Chris Reardon does the same thing to me, and I think it's a conspiracy. Do you think so? I think these UK podcasters have a conspiracy to keep me from listening to their show in its entirety. And I can't listen to Chris Reardon's podcast show because it comes on during my lunch hour. What a cheek, dear! But they're both great guys, and I do encourage you to listen to Ross's show, and also to Chris, who has been a great help to me. Chris does a podcast show on Play Radio, which I believe is www.playradiouk.com. And he does his live podcast on Wednesday afternoon. I think it's 7 to 9 in the evening UK time, which is 1 to 3 in the afternoon on US time. So I do encourage everyone to tune in and listen. And if you have a podcast, you can submit it to review. Well, that's all the time I have for. It's been fun, and I hope to see you next time. This is Tom Harris at Tom Harris USA, signing off. Good night.